Joining us right now from the great state of Washington, Everett, Washington, to be precise, she is the author of a wonderful series of books called the Sammy the Centipede books. Please welcome to the show Maria Luxinger. Maria, welcome.
Thank you, Jed. I'm so excited to be here and share with you about my books.
We're excited to have you here. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, Maria, you have a really fascinating background. You are not only are you an author, you're also a life coach, and you're also a teacher. You're a substitute teacher in the Everett Public School system.
That's right. And I taught elementary school full time for a while. I also have a business background, so I'm kind of using the best of all my worlds to get these books out.
You're kind of like a modern day Renaissance woman.
There you go.
So tell us a little bit, you know, Sammy the Centipede, it's an interesting series. There are four titles. Sammy the Centipede goes to the chiropractor, Sammy goes to the market, Sammy goes to the dentist, and Sammy gets fit. This certainly is a wellness theme running throughout the series.
That's right. Yes, I was very concerned about these next generations and all the kids that we have right now. And I was just wanting to make sure that we had really exciting material to give them so that parents can share with their students, with their children. And then also teachers like them, the doctors in the offices that for those various professions, they love them too, because they're so educational.
So I love that you have this concern about the wellness of our this coming up generation. And so I'm guessing that that Sammy the Centipede series is all about giving parents an opportunity to sit down and start talking about these different topics with their kids.
Yes, and it's Sammy's very friendly, and so he gives this information in a friendly and informative way. The pictures are colorful. And for instance, in the nutrition book, I didn't want people just to say, oh, you should eat asparagus and broccoli and tell them what to eat. It's like a picture dictionary. So there's really precise pictures of all the food that we're talking about in these books so that kids can see it. So when they go to the supermarket, they can look and see, oh, yes, I saw that one. I know what that vegetable is. I know what that fruit, I know what a kiwi looks like. I know what these different things look like. So it connects, the pictures connect with the work.
And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned kiwi. When my kids were much younger and going to kindergarten and whatnot, I used to go out of my way to, you know, kind of prepare. And kiwi was one of the things that I would oftentimes send into school. After school in the parking lot, I would have parents come up to me and go, what is it with you? You give your kids kiwis and mangoes and all this stuff we've never even heard of. Now we feel like we have to go out and do that ourselves.
Well, that's good. You're good, setting a good example.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, my co-parents didn't appreciate it, but they got over it. So, you know, I'm looking and, you know, it kind of makes sense as I look at your titles and, you know, Sammy gets fit, talking about nutrition. Sammy goes to the dentist. Yeah, that makes sense. Kids go to the dentist. Sammy goes to the market. But Sammy goes to the chiropractor. How many kids are going to chiropractors these days?
Well, probably more than you realize, but that title was written because almost 20 years ago, one of my daughters had some real problems with breathing, and the doctors, they were like asthma-like symptoms, and she'd been on antibiotics for about 21 days, and she was only about 7, and we just didn't know what to do exactly, because then they were going to put her on an inhaler. And I was like, wow, she's only 7. And I had a child who came to my childcare at the time. I had childcare, and his grandpa was a chiropractor, and he went all the time. Mm-hmm. And I had been to the chiropractor, but not thinking of taking a child. So we did. We took her to the chiropractor. And so they adjusted her, and all of your vertebrae in your back are connected to different parts of your body for different functions. And in the middle of her back with the one that was kind of connected to your lungs, they straightened that one out. And her lung function went back up, and her lungs cleared, and she was breathing much better. I mean, I was laying awake at night wondering if she was going to breathe or not. I mean, just hearing her shallow breathing. And so this way, her lungs cleared, and yes, she still had some allergies and things that we had to watch, but she didn't have to be on antibiotics. She didn't have to have an inhaler. And I thought, well, first of all, that's very exciting. But second of all, where is the book for that? How do you explain to a child about the chiropractor? So I went ahead and I wrote that book then, and I had it reviewed by chiropractors, but it never got out because we didn't have the capabilities that we have now. And so 20 years later, when I started thinking about publishing books, and my husband said, what about that book? Did you find an illustrator for that book yet? And I thought, well, you know, I've been looking, and I did find one. He goes, well, let's do it. So we did. And before we put it out, I'm happy to say we had it reviewed by the same chiropractor that treated her 20 years ago and also a pediatric chiropractor that took a look at the book. And now she uses it greatly in her practices. She recommends it to her pediatric chiropractic doctors. That book has quite a history to it.
Yeah.
And that was the first one in the series. So when I started putting them out, I thought, well, what else do we need? What else can we do for kids that would be good on the wellness spectrum? So did that one. We did nutrition, and then I really love Sammy the Centipede Gets Fit because it takes a family, it takes Sammy through all the seasons of the year, and he has friends, Katie the Caterpillar and Larry the Lizard, and they go through the seasons, but it also shows the family going through the seasons and doing activities together. I really love that one.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I love about children's books is that it's a great teaching tool, and I think we forget the power that stories have to teach.
Yeah, stories are very powerful. And if you think back to your childhood, everyone has favorite stories that they love. And it's really interesting because my dental hygienist, she keeps telling me, she tells me every time I go in there, she goes, when my grandkids come to my house, the only books they want me to read are the Sammy books. That's the only one. I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I think that's great. But yes, and children do remember. They remember way more than what you think they remember. And also when you read to a child, I just love this series that you're doing, Jed, on parents reading with their children, because as a teacher and a parent and a lover of books, there is a bond that happens when you read with your child. That bond, I'm sure you've found it, any of you that do read with your children, you know that just makes a bond there, and they love that. And so they come to you and they'll ask you to read the same story over and over again. And if you miss the words, they'll tell you that you missed the words. They'll say, no, it goes like this, because they're really, really listening and they're really connected to you. And I am a big believer in reading to your children is one of the best things that you can do with them. It all the way through, even from the time they're little, through elementary school, a lot of people quit, but it's really interesting when you get older and you decide if you read books together with them, like you just pick a book and you both read it and then you discuss it, or maybe read passages from it. That continues on, that bonding with the love of reading and literature right on through, you know, right on through their lives up into their adult lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I am in 100% agreement with you. You know, there's I think there's some parents who just think, well, I have to read to my kid because I'm expected to, and this will help them do better in kindergarten. And then that's, you know, once the kid can start reading on their own, they kind of, a lot of parents kind of tap out. But it really isn't, it certainly is important to help a kid develop a love of reading, and that is such a wonderful gift to give our kids. So much more than that. As you said, it's that bond that we create with our kids, spending that time together. It's also even more than that. It's just giving us a chance to sit down and to teach our kids and share ideas and to give them a chance to share their ideas in a really kind of a safe way, and to talk about values and to pass on values. And again, like you said, that, you know, we don't have to stop when our kids outgrow storybooks. We can read, you know, the same book simultaneously and talk about that. And we can even bring those same skills as, you know, when we're reading to our kids, when we're watching different media together, when we're watching TV shows or movies together or listening to music or playing video games, we can talk about what's going on in that story, whether it's the story of the video game or the song. and talk about the values that are being expressed and to see, it, do these values line up with what we believe? And is this the way we want to live our lives? And it's just such a powerful, powerful tool for parents.
I think that's a really good point that you make, Jed. It is a powerful tool. And you will find, too, that when you spend the time when you're reading a book, sometimes that leads to other things. And you really kind of, sometimes that's when they really open up to you, too. They'll ask you questions about other things that are maybe on their mind. And you can share what's on your mind, too. But it gives you a place where you have the attention of each other to kind of exchange those things and figure out what's going on. So you might have a different kind of a book that maybe talks about being scared in the bedroom or something when they're small. And they'll be like, I was scared the other night. And I, you know, and then they have, you have a chance to say, well, you know, I can come in and turn on the light and, you know, we can look under the bed and there's nothing under there. And, you know, you can find out really kind of what's on their mind. Cause sometimes little kids, we don't really know what's on their mind sometimes and why they, what, maybe they're having a weird day and you get to story time at night and they're like, you say, well, what's going on at school today? And they tell you, which if you weren't there in story time, maybe they wouldn't have told you because you didn't have that time.
Right. Yeah.
So it is really important. I really think it is. Like you said, Jed, very good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the Sammy, the Centipede series, do we have any more adventures that Sammy is getting ready to take?
Well, not at the moment. I have been approached, because it's a wellness series, I have been approached by people in the mental health field, and they would like me to write a book. They requested me to write a book addressing some issues, because that is such a huge forum that we have now. We have a lot of parents that are concerned about their children, and so I'm debating on the format for it. But I want it to make, I want, when I do it, I want to make it really kind of mainstream. Like, so what would you encounter at school when you go? And I have a few ideas, you know, like some kids, they just don't want to share like more than others. So we could have maybe Snarly the Snake and he would be like, no, I am not sharing my wallet ever, ever with you. And so they put other kids off. And so by the end of that book, Snarly's going to figure out that it's better to share, because you have more fun. You have more fun when you do share. You know, some kind of ideas that I can take. I would talk to the professionals and see what they say too. And then we're going to incorporate it. My vision for that book is to where we can address some issues where kids can identify themselves in the book, and then at the end have some resources where parents can go to help them with various aspects of what they run into, because that's a very wide and broad field. But I have been asked to do it, and I don't know when exactly that would be coming out, but it's in my what do you call it, percolation stage, I guess. I kind of think about things for a while and then they happen. So that's one thing that might be happening in that world.
Well, that sounds great. Well, it sounds like it would make a great idea for people to connect with you and keep in touch with you, not only to learn about the books that are available now, but also to learn what's coming down the pipeline. Where can folks connect with you on the internet?
Okay, so you can go to, the main hub for everything I do is at marialuxinger.com. And it's Maria, M-A-R-I-A, and Luxinger is spelled L-U-C-H-S-I-N-G-E-R.com. So you can find everything, what I'm doing in life coaching, what I'm doing with Sammy, and all the things that I have going on. And if you go there, I have a newsletter, and it comes out once a month. And if you subscribe, then I have discounts there for Sammy books and other products that I have, a free gift if you sign up there for that. And also, I want to let you know, on my website, on my Sammy the Centipede page, there are free coloring pages there that you can download whether you have a book or not. You can download those and your kids can color Sammy and talk about what's going on. And he's a rainbow colored centipede, so they can color him all the colors of the rainbow or whatever they feel like. So there is a page there for all those books that you can just PDF and you can download on your computer, print them off, and they can color Sammy.
Excellent. And we do know that adults these days are really loving to color. So after the kids go to sleep, the parents can color their own
You know, I've been coloring lately. I have to confess that I've been needing art. Uh-huh. So I went and got some of those really cool markers. And I got some coloring books that I like. And in the evening, I do color just for a break from everything. So,
yep. All those things that brought us comfort and joy when we were kids can bring us comfort and joy when we're adults.
And that's true.
Certainly, Sammy the Centipede has been bringing comfort and understanding and some great education about wellness to kids of all ages for quite a long time. So we thank you so much for doing that, Maria. And we thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you so much, Jed, for having me.